What's up, everybody? Hope you're doing well. Here we are, Engage Heaven today. I'm Pastor James Levesque. I want to thank you for tuning in and making us a part of your day on this incredible August 16th, Tuesday morning. I want to talk about comparison. What a subject, right? 1 Corinthians 12, verse 18 says, "Now God has set the members, each one of them, in the body, just as he please." Comparison is a spiritual killer because you won't ever win. You won't ever win by seeing how you measure up to someone else's life. You're never going to operate in a greater peace or clarity or purpose by wishing for another person's calling instead of your own. The blessing of the Lord is not in what you do, it's in who you are and where you are. Are you living in God's will? It doesn't matter if you're the CEO of a Fortune 500 company or an auto mechanic in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. If you're where God's called you to be and you're operating in the grace that he's put in your life, then you're going to experience his favor. But when that auto mechanic starts looking at the donut man and comparing lives, even though donuts are not anywhere in the scope of what he's called to do, the mechanic becomes unhappy with his own life. Confidence is key. When you are confident in the Lord and what he's called you to do, you can do great things. The further thought is, what gifts has God given you? I think comparison, it really is a destiny killer. I remember one time I was in another state ministering at a weekend that I was invited to come into. I noticed the pastor was a little different, a little uneasy, a little edgy. Like, I knew who he was. He was acting a little out of character. And then after like two or three days, we went out to a restaurant and I was going to ask him if he was okay, you know, just because I cared about him. And I was just like, man, you know, how are you? And before I even got to do that, he just started like spilling out everywhere. And he's like, you know, "I'm so sorry if I've been angry with you this weekend. I just can't believe," and I think at the time I was like 37. "I just can't believe you're 37 and you've done all these things in your life, and I'm 44 and I thought I would be in a better place." And he started like going nuts, you know. And I realized that when you look at someone else's life, and that could be anyone, right? You're going to allow the devil to torment your mind. Yesterday, we had an amazing man of God show up. Flew in for 24 hours from Tulsa, Oklahoma. And he's incredible. And he's my age. And he's accomplished some incredible things on the earth. And he's doing some amazing things. And I was just honored to be around him. He's my age. I would never allow myself to sit there and go, you know, "Where are you in your life?" And look at him in his life. Like, we have a different life. We have a different calling. But comparing would literally rob my joy of my own calling. We're not here to measure ourselves against everybody else and say, you know, "Where are we? Where should we be by now?" That's actually foolish. The greatest place to be is where you're called to be. And that's where the greatest peace is. And so there's always going to be somebody doing more, and there's always going to be somebody wanting to be where you are. It's just the part of life. But comparison will absolutely kill you and take God's joy out of your life. The internet doesn't help, right? You wake up and, you know, you're looking at somebody else's life and you're measuring your, you know, messy house to somebody's perfect looking house. And if you're not careful, you know, you're going to allow that to torment you. The bottom line is, it's just not real, guys. People aren't putting their worst on the internet. They're putting their best. They're purposely wanting you to think something that's not true. I mean, it's just the facts. And so you're going to have a peace and a strength inside on what you're called to do and a love for God that is just incredible. You know, I was watching this, two things, if I got enough time here. I was watching a guy talk about everybody on the line, you know, everybody on the internet, on TikTok, he was saying, was talking about being an entrepreneur, leaving everything, making a lot of money, getting rid of your 9-to-5 job. And he was like, oh, it's just incredible. So he goes to do it. And 4 months later, he's only made $162 and he's back at his job. And he was, you know, so discouraged, but he's like, you know, these guys are floating around the internet, making you think that everybody's an entrepreneur. It's just not true. The other thing is, how many psychologists talk about, you know, I remember reading that article. She said, I never signed up to be a millennial counselor, because she got into counseling and realized it was just filled with millennials. And the number one thing that everybody struggled with is what she called perception versus reality. What are the expectations of life? When you're on Instagram all day long, it's not going to turn out well for you. You're not going to think your life's great. These people, many of these people are paid to do this. Many of these people are purposely trying to show you something they're not. I mean, it's just crazy to think, but that's the life we live in. So today, be confident in what God's called you to do. Be confident in who you are, and just know that that's where the joy of your life's going to be found. And that's just how it works. So great devotion today. Forgive my voice. Although I am recording it today, I'm actually not like just woken up. Like, I've been up for a long time. I've just been preaching a lot, so my voice is like tired. But either way, thank you all today. We love you. Have a wonderful Tuesday, and we'll see you tomorrow.